A testosterone patch for women got a cautious reaction from an advisory committee to the Food and Drug Administration today. The skin patch is intended to increase a woman's sex drive. The FDA advisory committee unanimously recommended that the manufacturer do more research before the testosterone patch can be approved. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
Procter & Gamble spokeswoman Elaine Plummer says the idea for the patch came from women themselves. They said that there was a need for a treatment for lack of sexual desire after menopause.
We have spoken with hundreds of healthcare professionals and thousands of women, and they've told us that it really is about time that women have a safe and effective treatment for this problem. It impacts them, it impacts their family, their relationships, their self-esteem.
So Procter & Gamble developed Intrinsa. It's a skin patch that delivers testosterone, which is produced in low levels by ovaries. In studies involving 1,100 women, the patch resulted in what the FDA calls consistent and statistically significant increases in sexual desire and activity, from 2.8 episodes of satisfying sexual activity a month to 4.9 episodes, with occasional instances of acne and hair growth. Procter & Gamble would like to market Intrinsa to women who've had their ovaries removed as part of a hysterectomy. About a quarter of women who've had hysterectomies, an estimated 2 to 3 million American women, say their sex drive has been significantly diminished. But at the hearing today, the advisory committee heard a slew of concerns about safety. The memory of the years it took to discover the risk of postmenopausal estrogen is very fresh. Dr. Sidney Wolf, head of Public Citizens Health Research Group, asked the committee to advise against approval.
There's a fairly good consensus among epidemiologists that increasing levels of the common estrogens and androgens, such as testosterone, are associated strongly with increasing levels of breast cancer risk.
And there are worries about heart disease as well. Wolf said Intrinsa doesn't offer much of a benefit over placebo.
Is an increase in approximately one sexually satisfying encounter a month worth the possibility of an increased risk in breast cancer or coronary heart disease?
FDA staffers expressed their own concerns. Dr. Lisa Soule.
First of all, placebo-controlled data is available only for 6 months, and even long-term exposure data is limited to 12 months in under 500 women and 18 months in 127 women. Women with diabetes and cardiac disease were not studied.
There were some who spoke out in favor of the drug. Rosalind Washington, a mother and wife, volunteered for the trial and to speak at the hearing.
Unless you have experienced the lack of sexual desire, you cannot completely understand the feeling of frustration and sense of inadequacy I have.
The committee said Intrinsa does work, but the vote was unanimous that more research is necessary to prove that it's safe over the long term before the drug can be approved. The Food and Drug Administration usually follows the advice of its committees. Meanwhile, other companies are working on their own drugs for female sexual dysfunction. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.